Let's move on with the show. Continuing, joining us now, a good friend who had a program on the station for quite a while with Prison Transformation Radio, with Prison Missions. It's Pastor Dwight Anderson. Pastor Dwight, great to speak with you again.
Yes, thank you, Lee. It's I'm really excited to be able to be on your show. It's been a while since I've been in the studio. So
I know we miss you guys. But how are things going with the ministry and everything going on there?
Well, Prison Mission Association, we're one of the fastest growing prison ministries in the country. We've added over 15,000 new students in the last 6 years, and believe it or not, with the COVID thing, it's even increased. We're getting more requests, and we recently had an article in Prison Fellowship's newspaper. It's called the Inside Journal, and we've had like over 1,000 new students requesting lessons. So we're just getting inundated. You know, we provide free life transforming Bible correspondence courses, both in English and Spanish, to inmates all across the country. They get college credit for doing it. And our goal is to develop and train leaders inside the prisons that God will call to do full-time ministry and plant churches in the prisons. When they can get out, they can continue to do ministry on the outside. So we're just really excited about how God is continuing to grow this ministry, even with the challenges that we've got.
And that's one of the things, because, you know, right now with social distancing and thing, people are a little worried. They, you know, we're supposed to stay at home. But, you know, opportunities like this to share the gospel, to minister those that need that, and to see the fruit that is bearing right now, it's a great reminder to us that we still can be engaged and we can still have an incredible impact in the life of somebody for Christ in prison, even when we're experiencing what we're experiencing now with COVID-19.
Yes, and so we've had to adjust what we did. Our headquarters is in Port Orchard, Washington, and so we've got a number of volunteers that would come into the office and help with the production of, you know, printing the lessons and mailing them all out, things like that. So we've had to do adjust to getting our lessons. And we're mailing them out to volunteers now. We give them an answer key in the mail with a packet of lessons. So pretty much anybody can help us now, and we need more help. So if there's anybody listening that is sitting around at home and they've got extra time and they would want to do a ministry by correcting these Bible lessons, we would send them the answer key, the lesson packet, and you'd also include in a pre-self-addressed stamped envelope, so you could just put it out in your mailbox and it would mail out directly. Wow. To the prisoner. So, you know, it's amazing reading these lessons and the transformation, you know, how lives are transformed. And so we try to reach not only inmates, but also the spouses and their children. We partner with the Mailbox Club, which is a full-color Bible correspondence course for children ages 4 to 18. Mm-hmm. And so we try to partner with them as well. So if there's anybody that is interested, you know, they could call me or reach out to me through our website.
And that's prisonmission.org, prisonmission.org, yeah. Where you can get information.
Prisonmission.org.
Because you have the Bible correspondence, but really that one of the needs right now is for people to be kind of correcting and going through these. And again, it's something you can do from home that gets mailed to you, everything you need, like you just explained there. Very easy to do, but have a great impact in the ministry. And, you know, doing that work, because that's the number one thing we know, and I know you talked a lot about it on Prison Transformation Radio, that, you know, the thing that makes a difference, that changes a heart is Christ. And that's one of the biggest things that can be done. And it's so encouraging when we hear the Bible correspondence courses that you're doing and really helping. And some of that stuff is more than, you know, a lot of us who aren't incarcerated, you know, we come up with lots of reasons why we don't, you know, get involved in things like this. But, I mean, coming out very scripturally sound and something that can really help them in that transition and then into life after they get out of prison.
Yes, yes, yes. And so we appreciate the opportunity. And another way you can participate is through prayer. And so I really need your prayer for God to continue to raise up leaders behind bars that we can train and plant churches. And also pray for favor in being able to reach out into the prisons. I talked to the Oak Park Heights. It's our supermax prison here in Minnesota. Yeah. Chaplain Paul this morning, actually. Been trying to work out a way, because right now no volunteers, no visitors can come into the prisons right now. So the prisoners are really isolated. But praise the Lord, the mail can still get through, so our lessons could even get in there. But our church, I'm part of Bethesda Church in Prior Lake, and we started live streaming. And I got an idea that we could, you know, burn those live stream services to DVDs and bring them into the prison. So I talked to the chaplain this morning, and he said they have an offender TV channel. He said if I mail him the DVDs, they could get it put on their network, you know, their broadcast TV channel within the prisons, and he would get it on Oak Park Heights. But I said, is all the state prisons on that network? And he said, yes. So I'm praying that we'll be able to get our church services. So we can't physically go in there.
Yeah.
And they can't reach the internet, so they can't watch our live stream. But we can bring them the DVDs, he said, and then they would have, it's kind of like your community channel on the regular cable TV. Well, they have that for the prisoners. There's an offender TV channel, which I think is kind of amazing.
Well, it's,
it's
just amazing that, you know, at a time like this, and again, we've seen the church flourishing. You know, a lot of times when people are struggling, we see the church flourish. But the church right now is reaching people and in numbers that it's kind of staggering at times to think about that you hear you get your church services now on that channel that, you know, is hopefully something that will continue into the future and not just the church service where you have at the prison itself or at the jail or wherever it is, but now reaching so many who want to tune in, you know, whether it's in their cell or however they do that in a community room or whatever. But what a great opportunity and a blessing. I mean, even through the hardships we're facing, that we can still have that outreach in finding new ways to share the gospel. That's a great encouraging story, Pastor Dwight.
Yes, yes. So please pray about that. And then I'd like to get into the federal prisons as well. So that's a state prison. It'll be at 4 federal here in Minnesota. And then I'd actually like to duplicate it all across the country. And I think that would be really, really wonderful for us to be able to do that, since we can't physically go in and hold services like we had been in the past.
Yeah.
And so another thing that the chaplain, I asked him how we could pray for him and how we could help him right now. And he said that if it's possible for them, if we have any access to masks, even people that can make, you know, the handmade masks, they need those for the correctional officers and even some of the inmates. So if anybody, you know, is at home and making masks or something, they could get those to me. We could bring them in to the prison and provide that for them as just, you know, just showing the church in action, I think, would make an impact, because correctional officers have a tough job. I mean, they're going into prison every day. They spend, you know, whatever that is, 75% of their life in prison.
Yeah.
Now they come home at night, but they're in prison too. And so it's a pretty tough job that they're doing. Yeah.
Unless
so
they work the night shift. I got a family member that works the night shift.
It's still a tough job.
Yep. And every time, you know, occasionally get a text or a letter, it's like, I'm writing you from prison, he says. Got a good sense of humor about it. But it is a tough job, that is for sure. And let's go to break, Pastor Dwight. Come back, because I want to get again to how people can support. I'll then get more information on Prison Mission. And if they have those masks, if they contact you through prisonmission.org, probably the best thing to do, I'm guessing, correct?
Yes. Yes. Yep.
Fantastic. All right, let's go to break here. 651-289-4499. Pastor Dwight Anderson joining us. Prisonmission.org is the website. If you've got a question or comment, you can call us too. 651-289-4499. This is Crosswalk.
Well, if they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle all my blues away.
Are you tired of some of the movies that Hollywood puts out? Why not redeem the time you're spending at home with family and watch something that affirms your values? For a limited time, you can purchase No Safe Spaces, a film that reveals how freedom of speech is being threatened and how some are even attacked for their Christian beliefs right here in America. Freedom of speech is important for the spread of the gospel. Truth flourishes where it's allowed to be heard. But your speech and beliefs are under attack now more than ever. People have been accused of hate speech for simply speaking about the gospel. And some politicians have threatened to permanently shut down churches because of the pandemic. There is no more important time to watch No Safe Spaces. Go to nosafespaces.com. Use the code SAVE25 to get 25% off your purchase. That's SAVE25. This offer is only available for a limited time. Go to nosafespaces.com today.
What if I told you you could save a baby's life for just $28? What's true? Preborn is a ministry doing just that with the help of people just like you by offering free ultrasound sessions to pregnant women and girls who might otherwise choose to end their pregnancy. We know that pregnant girls and women who can see their babies on ultrasound are far more likely to choose life. Your gift today can save babies' lives. Just $28 can give a mother who is abortion-minded the chance to see the truth of the baby that is growing inside her. $140 can do this for 5 girls and women. And a $15,000 gift will provide an ultrasound machine that will save lives for years to come. Whether you want to save one baby or 5 or hundreds, that opportunity is just a phone call or click away. Call 833-850-BABY. That's 833-850-2229. Or give online, preborn.org/radio.
Attention all authors, Christian Faith Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Christian Faith Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple, iTunes, and other outlets. We handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-230-1135 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-230-1135 for your free author submission kit.
One of the most difficult questions we must ask ourselves regarding God, life, and the world is the why question. We who believe that there is a God who is all good and all loving and who made the world must answer why then this world is often such a terrible place and in such a mess. Join me, Nathan Johnson, for the radio program Knowing God and the Word, studying the why question. Knowing God and the Word, 8 o'clock p.m. Saturdays on The Mission, AM 980, Twin Cities Christian Voice.
Now let's take a look at traffic in the Twin Cities. On the westbound side of 94, we've got an accident involving a bus near 35W. Eastbound 94, 694, watch out for a stalled semi at Xerxes Avenue, blocking the right lane. From the Fish Lake Interchange to downtown Minneapolis, taking 15 minutes. Eastbound 494, stall off to the right at Pilot Knob. Highway 212 to 94, 694 at 25 minutes. Southbound 694, stall on the right at Stillwater. From Highway 36 to 94, under a 10-minute trip. Southbound 35W, Force Lake split to downtown Minneapolis at 25 minutes. That's a look at traffic.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Oh, what a great album that is, Johnny Cash, and the impact that he had in that. And that's what Prison Mission is doing, making a huge impact for those that are incarcerated, not just here in Minnesota, but across the country. And joining us is Pastor Dwight Anderson, the Executive Director for Prison Mission here in Minnesota. And Pastor Dwight, again, just thank you for all that you're doing. And what are some of the needs you have right now for Prison Mission? You know, you mentioned people to correct the papers of the inmates. But what are some of the other things that people can do or help out with right now?
Yeah, appreciate that. So prayer is really the number one thing. We're in a spiritual battle. And so, you know, if they can, they can sign up for our prayer newsletter on our website. We can keep in touch with them, prayer requests. And one of a big need that we had recently at our home office in Port Orchard, Washington, was the water well. It was a hand-dug well, so it's pretty shallow,
mm-hmm.
and it's been pretty dry, and a lot of homes have been being built nearby, and the well quit, and we there was no more
well water. Ran dry.
The toilet.
Yeah.
The well is dry. So we just had the truck out there 2 weeks ago. They drilled the new well, and then this last week they were digging trenches to run the pipes to the, because we have I forgot what it's called, but anyway, the well couldn't be right next to the building.
Yeah,
we had not a drain field, but septic field or whatever
yeah.
it's called.
Yeah.
Anyway, so. It's cost us over $21,000 so far to do.
Wow.
I didn't realize how much it cost to get the well dug. But they had to drill really far down. But now we got really good water pressure. And but we got about $3,000 more to go to raise. So we're very thankful for all of the gifts and donations that have come in to help us pay for that water project.
Fantastic.
So any donations or anything to go towards that. So the governor of Washington has got he's extended that stay-at-home restrictions until the end of this month, end of May. So we're hoping that we'll have the water and everything back on when all the volunteers come back just after May, so next month.
Yeah.
So you can be praying for that. And also, since we shifted now to sending out all of the lessons out to the volunteers, it's an additional first-class mail. You know, the package, so I think it's like, she's doing priority mail package. It's like $7.80 or something.
So increased postage, yeah.
So it's increased postage costs, yeah, where before she would just distribute them to the volunteers at the home office. They'd come pick them up. That wouldn't cost us anything. And so I've got about 25 volunteers here in Minnesota, so she's been shipping it out to them and also to her home, you know, basically to everybody that's answering, that's correcting the lessons. So we have increased costs there. So we'd appreciate help on that. And it really is an investment in, I think, well, for me, it's one of the most spiritually fertile harvest fields on this planet. Go ahead.
I was going to say, because especially we've heard stories over the years when you look at it, with other religions and Muslims who are making, you know, trying to make a big headway mm-hmm. in our prison system. And, you know, it's something that's kind of on the back burner right now. We don't talk about that as much with all that we're experiencing, but it really is a spiritual battle, as you mentioned before. And like you said, it's a fertile field. And looking at some of the stats and the number of students you have is very encouraging, but there are a lot, you know, there's a long way to go. And again, we know what changes those hearts and mind is Christ, and we want to be the ones in there influencing these inmates and sharing with them the good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's what you're doing at Prison Mission.
Yep. Yeah, there's 2.2 million incarcerated, which is a 500% increase over the last 40 years.
Wow.
And so, in fact, the Washington Post had an article, there's now more jails and prisons than colleges and university in America. And so what I'm trying to do is flip it so we're teaching and educating them. And so to me, we call it the greenhouse effect. They're in prison, but they're spending that time to read the Bible, and God can transform them. And when they come out, they can be a positive impact for the Lord, and even positive in the prisons. And so I've got a number of testimonies, like really quick testimonies. I don't know how much time I got here.
Got about 2 minutes.
John said, I wish to thank you for all these studies. We have 1 hour Bible study group with almost every evening on our own, and I share these studies with others here. It's a good way to witness for Christ. Please pray that I become closer to Christ Jesus. So we have all these students. When we mail them out a lesson, it doesn't just impact that guy. They usually share it with their bunkmates, or if they're in a pod, there could be 6 or 7 other people
yeah.
that they're sharing the gospel with, which is really, really cool. And here's another testimony from, his name is Robert. He said, this is the first time in prison that the Lord has gotten my full attention. I surrendered my life to him, and I should be out this year with no more half-stepping. I desire to work for him. I had been going to church off and on when I was out. Now when I get out, I plan on being fully involved in the way I can.
Wow.
And so that's what we're seeing is that, you know, they realize they're sinning. They realize they can't continue on the way they are. And they've hit rock bottom. They got nowhere to turn. And so when we share them the good news of the gospel, it's just like, you know, it's giving water to a thirsty man or a thirsty woman.
Yeah.
You know? So it really, really impacts them much greater than just random people in society that you come up to. They might not even think they're a sinner. They don't think they need Jesus. Where in contrast, I would say 80-90% of them in prison, they all know they're a sinner. They
yeah.
all know that they need to change. You know,
that's
that it's
for
not
sure.
going well for them.
Yeah.
And so they need, they're looking for that. And so this is a great opportunity for us to do that.
Yeah. Do people want
and
to...
God is in,
if yeah. people want to support Prison Mission, prisonmission.org, prisonmission.org, lots of ways to volunteer and get involved and whatever it is. Pastor Dwight, it's a pleasure to talk with you. We're up against the clock. Blessings on you and look forward
okay.
to having you again real soon. Prisonmission.org for more information. That'll wrap it up for today. John, thank you very much.
Thank you, Lee. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray without ceasing. Have a wonderful night. God bless you. And God bless America.